to say, first of all, to Sandy and the people of the foundation at Lincoln, thank you for this decision. All those players and entities that came together to produce Indiana's Bill committed to making sure that we always would feel we made exactly the right choice. I know that will be the case. Yesterday was our state's 192nd birthday, so this is an appropriate day for a celebration, but this was no birthday present. It was a spirited competition for this collection, and this was fairly won and fairly earned. I just want to commend and congratulate all those who did this. Barry, if you were leading the less spectacular institution in this, this would not have happened. Jeff, likewise, for the library. And so, a heartfelt thanks to everyone on the group of the Hoosiers who established, to a certainty, this was the right place, the right circumstances for this crisis of peace in American history. You know, I feel much today as I have on so many occasions in which we've welcomed new jobs to the state. Proud that Indiana had competed and won successfully against bidders from everywhere. And this is every bit as important in its way as any of those new economic opportunities would have welcomed. The way in which this collection will not only remain, but be enhanced as a historical and cultural asset for our state. We cannot put a price on that. The value will be transmitted down the generations. And we are, as I say, utterly committed to make certain that it is shared in both wider ways and more imaginative ways with people from our state and from every place who I know will come here to see it and revere it as we do. Ultimately, history is of such fundamental importance to the success of any state or any society. And today reminds us of that as well. Citizens in a free society in particular, seems to me, must know their history, strive to understand it, draw lessons from it. It's often remarked that those who don't know history condemn themselves to repeat its mistakes. At times of difficulty like those we have entered now, history gives us perspective about the troubles and the challenges and crises that our ancestors overcame before us, and who more than Lincoln. And so, it's a marvelous time as we enter Lincoln's bicentennial, a time in which Hoosiers are determined to reclaim its rightful place, which Barry has reminded us, in the history of the most beloved of all Americans. Another reason that today is a propitious and an ideal day to welcome this decision and to pledge ourselves to the most loving and caring and conscientious care of this remarkable set of treasures. Finally, this collection, all of our history, is really more than anyone for the benefit of our young people. It was Lincoln who called Americans to the better angels of our nature and to constantly strive to listen to those best instincts, which he represented more than anyone. And now we know that young people like my new friends, Emma and Melissa and Emma and Rachel and many, many more to follow will be able to come here and learn in ways which we lesser humans are able to emulate the character, courage, the principle of this greatest American. For all these things, we are grateful for you. On behalf of every Hoosier, congratulations to those who made this decision possible and thanks to those who made that decision.